Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So happy to be here on almost the last day of May, and we're going to finish up Psalm 69, verses 20 through 36 in the New American Standard Bible, and this is how it goes. Disgrace has broken my heart, and I am so sick. And I waited for sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me a bitter herb in my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table before them become a snare, and when they are at peace, may it become a trap. May their eyes grow dim so that they cannot see, and make their hips shake continually. Pour out your indignation on them, and may your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be desolated. May there be none living in their tents. For they have persecuted him whom you yourself struck, and they tell of the pain of those whom you have wounded. Add guilt to their guilt, and may they not come into your righteousness. May they be wiped out of the book of life, and may they not be recorded with the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. May your salvation, God, set me safely on high. I will praise the name of God with song and exalt him with thanksgiving. And it will please the Lord better than an ox or bull with horns and hoofs. The humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek God, let your heart revive, for the Lord hears the needy and does not despise those of his who are prisoners. Heaven and earth shall praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, so that they may live there and possess it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will live in it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am so grateful for the honesty of the psalmist here. Disgrace has broken my heart, and I am so sick, and I waited for sympathy, but there was none. I pray for the person who prays that honestly today, who feels like they have, either through their own sin or from the sin of someone against them, it has caused them disgrace, or the opposite of grace, disgrace. And Lord, their heart is broken. And so, Lord, I know that when you have a broken heart, you are sickened, you are broken, you are feeling trampled upon. And so, Lord, would you rescue those who feel that way today? And those who wait for sympathy and they look for others to understand or see or take notice and they don't, that is a devastating place to be. But you notice from on high. You take notice of the lowly and the humble. The word says that the proud you know from afar, which is such a difficult thing to know, but it's true. But the broken and humble and the contrite, those you know closely. And so, Lord, help us to see when we're in these broken places that this is actually a benefit for us because you're close to us. You're near to the brokenhearted and you save those who are crushed in spirit. So come near today, Lord. Be near to me. Be near to all of us. We need your help. Lord, I pray for those who feel afflicted and are in pain as they're listening to Pray Every Day today. I pray that you would alleviate that pain. I pray that Jehovah Rapha, the healer, would heal them in Jesus' name. I pray that if you choose not to heal them, because we don't know what your mind and your heart are planning on doing, Lord, but if you're choosing not to heal them today, you give them the perseverance that they need to endure the day. But I love that even when the psalmist says, I am afflicted and in pain, said, I will praise the name of God with song and exalt him with thanksgiving. And it will please you, Lord. And so that's our choice today. Even when we're in pain, even when we're afflicted, even when we're brokenhearted, we make it our choice, Lord, because of your salvation, because of your gifts, because of your graciousness to us, we are choosing to praise you. And Lord, remind us of worship songs today that we can sing to you when the darkest part of the day comes, or when we feel overwhelmed with sorrow, or our tasks loom before us and we're really, really worn out and tired. Help us to sing, because in singing to you and worshiping you, it alleviates some of those burdens. Lord, relieve us today. Grant us grace, not only to receive, but also to give to others in our lives. We need you. We seek you. And again, there's that word that comes to mind. We surrender to you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record that prayer, and I will pray for you. And if you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thanks to all of you who patronize the podcast, and thanks to all of you who listen. I'm deeply humbled by that. Thank you again, and have an amazing day. You are loved. Live as if you are loved, because it is so true.